This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on key highlights of the AI Action Summit. The participants are Pavan Duggal, AI expert, and Prasoon Srivastav, journalist.
Today, Prime Minister Narendra Modi co-chaired AI Action Summit, which came out with declaration to set up AI Foundation and Council for Sustainable AI.
Let's listen to the report of Akashvani correspondent Raja Dorai, who is covering this summit in France.
The AI Action Summit held in the Grand Palais in Paris. Actually, this is a third high-level event on artificial intelligence. Building on previous AI summits in the UK, South Korea, this event aimed to set global AI standards and promote responsible technical progress. Leaders, CEOs, civil society organizations from over 100 countries participated in the summit. The leaders deliberated to establish AI standards and promote responsible AI development. With AI transforming industries worldwide, the leaders focused on striking a balance between innovation and ethical responsibility. The most important aspect of this summit is the announcement of AI Foundation and the Council for Sustainable Artificial Intelligence. Actually, these two are very important announcements in the arena of artificial intelligence governance. The summit has created wide discussion on ethical and responsible use of artificial intelligence. That is the biggest outcome of this summit. This is going to be an important event in the history on AI governance because we don't have any such framework on artificial intelligence. So artificial intelligence has brought transformative changes across sectors. But there are concerns on privacy and its fundamental rights and job losses and the bias, inherent bias. For example, DeepSeek has created shockwaves across tech industry. It has shown that it can be developed with low computing and low cost, very less investment compared to what is happening in the Western world or US. So if we ask some question to DeepSeek, we can't expect it will give an unbiased answer. So we can't all get the answer from DeepSeek about Tiananmen Square incident. It will not give. So there are some restrictions. Other countries, so it can manipulate the information, so it can create a lot of issues. So there is a need to have ethical guidelines, responsible use of AI. This summit has created that kind of opportunity to deliberate on this kind of responsible use of AI.
To discuss in details, we have with us AI expert and lawyer, Mr. Pavan Duggal. Mr. Duggal, how do you see the declaration that has come out of the AI Action Summit?
The declaration in the AI Action Summit represents an important milestone as far as the global march towards regulation of artificial intelligence is concerned. We have to be mindful of this fact that this declaration remains significant for the very simple reason that it is for the first time in the history of human mankind that this declaration with focus on sustainable AI has been specifically adopted by the Committee of Nations. Well, it's important to note that in March 2024, the UN adopted the world's first resolution on artificial intelligence. Needless to say, we don't have an international law on artificial intelligence. And that's the reason why different countries have decided not to allow this vacuum to be filled up and instead have focused upon coming up with their own distinctive national laws on artificial intelligence. Whether it's European Union's Artificial Intelligence Act, whether it's China's new rules on generative artificial intelligence, or whether it's New York's law on AI. For the first time now, by virtue of this declaration and the AI Action Summit, the focus is on sustainable AI. Till now, we're talking about AI, we're talking about responsible AI, we're talking about ethical AI. But the world has still not begun talking about sustainable AI, where artificial intelligence is intrinsically linked to the sustainability of not just the ecosystem, of not just society, not just individuals and organizations, but also of nations and the World Committee of Nations at large. So this declaration should, I believe, be an important milestone in the evolution of artificial intelligence law jurisprudence, and I believe could become a foundation basis on which subsequent more infrastructures can be built up in terms of legal frameworks on artificial intelligence.
Prime Minister also talked about that worries around job losses due to AI.
The technology has created new jobs and changed the nature of the work. Prime Minister emphasized on need for skilling and reskilling of people for AI future.
Loss of jobs is AI's most feared disruption. But history has shown that work does not disappear due to technology. Its nature changes and new types of jobs are created. We need to invest in skilling and reskilling our people for an AI-driven future.
Let's listen to Akashvani correspondent Raja Durai report highlighting salient features of speech at AI Action Summit held today in Paris.
Actually, Prime Minister Narendra Modi gave a very impressive opening address. He said AI is writing the code for humanity in this century. Prime Minister lauded the decision to establish AI Foundation and the Council for Sustainable AI. These two announcements were made at the summit. And he also congratulated French President Macron for leading these efforts. He assured India's full support in advancing responsible and inclusive AI governance. A major announcement, the Prime Minister said that India is ready to host the next AI Action Summit.
There is unity in vision and unity in purpose across stakeholders. I welcome the decision to set up the AI Foundation at the Council for Sustainable AI. I congratulate France and my dear friend President Macron for this initiative and assure our full support. We must also make the global partnership for AI truly global in nature. It should be more inclusive of the global south and its priorities, concerns, and needs. To build on the momentum of this Action Summit, India would be happy to host the next summit.
This is a very important signal and showing India's commitment to shape the future of AI for the benefit of all. In his opening remarks, he called on democratizing technology and building people-centric application. And he also called for making global partnership for artificial intelligence to make it inclusive, open, transparent, and trustworthy. He also talked about the global South priorities and the concerns from the global South countries and developing countries. Modi also explained that AI can transform millions of lives, and he also highlighted India's digital success, and he talked about India's digital public infrastructure and how we produce low-cost digital public infrastructure for the common good. He has explained in the plenary session, and the Prime Minister also proudly noted that India is developing AI for public good, and he also talked about India's the new artificial intelligence mission. And he also pointed out the kind of talent pool we have in India. He mentioned that we have world's largest AI talent pool. And he mentioned that India is building its own large language model that reflects our society, that will cater to the cultural and linguistic diversity of the country. And he also mentioned that India is ready to share its expertise to ensure that AI future is good and it will benefit everyone. Modi concluded by saying, actually he made a very good anecdote. He mentioned that we are at the dawn of artificial intelligence age that will shape the future of humanity. He mentioned that we are at the dawn of the AI age that will shape the course of humanity. That is very important. Actually, he also talked about, unlike other previous technological advancement, this is going to be a massive transformation, this AI, artificial intelligence. Already it has started creating waves, shock waves across sectors. And the Prime Minister also mentioned about the concerns, the issues regarding artificial intelligence, but ultimately, he projected in a positive manner how we can use it for the betterment of humanity and uplift the socially underprivileged. That is very significant. Overall, it was a very impressive speech, and US Vice President J.D. Vance also participated, and President Emmanuel Macron also appreciated Prime Minister's vision on artificial intelligence.
How do you see the impact of when he says that new jobs will be created? So how do you see this going forward with respect to India?
Well, the Prime Minister has got a holistic vision about the importance and the role of artificial intelligence. And that's the reason when he's highlighted the change that's being brought forward by AI, the change is going to actually be visible in almost every area of human activity and endeavor. So yes, some jobs are going to be lost because AI is going to automate things. AI is going to make things far more simpler. But at the same time, what he's also highlighted is that artificial intelligence is going to be the precursor for opening up far more new jobs. Why? Because new kinds of job opportunities will now henceforth arise in the artificial intelligence ecosystem that have not yet arisen. To just give an example, right now a new job has come up in the market. It's called prompt command engineering. It is a unique job where you come up with unique and effective commands which have to be given to artificial intelligence algorithms for the purposes of getting your desired results. Companies are willing to pay huge volumes of money to get the right expertise as far as prompt command engineering is concerned. As time passes by, I expect more and more new job opportunities which are innovative in nature, which have still not been thought over, but which will open up new doors of economic progress and growth, will continue to arise. And therefore, people don't need to see AI with skepticism or with hesitancy. Look, even if you close your eyes to the rising sun, that does not let the sun go away. On the contrary, the sun keeps on rising. So the quicker we open our eyes, embrace the new sun of artificial intelligence, understand its ramifications and its impact, and try to harness the positive constructive elements of artificial intelligence, the more better prepared we will be to deal with the various new challenges thrown up by the artificial intelligence ecosystem today and tomorrow.
Thank you, Mr. Pawandikar, for sharing your time and valuable insight into PM's speech at AI Action Summit.
Thank you for inviting me. Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on key highlights of the AI Action Summit. The participants were Pawan Duggal, AI expert, and Prasoon Srivastav, journalist. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.